42% of students have hit, bullied, or taunted fellow classmates. These children believe it's okay to hit or threaten a person who angers them. Bullying is like torture to some kids. Let's stop the hatred. This message is from Tri Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or visit triplacestolive.com.
Well, good morning, Sergeant Dan. Here is the American Best Person. We are in a very difficult position economically here in the United States. I mean, we're spending more money than we take in. How long can you continue doing that? When Barack Hussein Obama became president, why the national debt was $10.7 trillion. Today, the national debt is about $17.7 trillion. Gone up to almost $7 trillion in a little over 5 years. We have certainly well over 148 million Americans on Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, whatever, welfare benefits of one sort or another. That's almost half our population. Who's going to vote against Santa Claus? Or some people say that's really a disguised name to say. But they're providing for us. Isn't it wonderful? We live in a wonderful, wonderful country. But it's not going to last. And, of course, one of the biggest problems we have now is this wonderful new health care delivery system. And, of course, everybody's going to have health insurance. I know a young lady, she hasn't been able to afford health insurance. She doesn't want to work, so she doesn't have health insurance. But now she's getting it for $16 a month. $16 a month. Well, actually, it's a $650 a month health care policy. That's what it costs the government. And she puts in $16 a month. And the government subsidizes all the rest of it. How long can we keep doing this? We are under attack, not from without. Communism in Russia is not the enemy. It's the Islamic terrorists are not the enemy, although we're financing all of them. And we're going to go to war with them very soon. We're being destroyed from within. Well, with us this morning is Daniel Weber, and he's going to talk about some of the health care problems we're facing today. Daniel, thank you very much for being with us, and you pick up the story. What is it that you are so deeply concerned about, so gravely concerned about?
Dr. Stan, thank you for having me on your show. Radio Liberty does such a great job, and it's a pleasure and an honor for AMAC to be on your show. With regard to health insurance, we believe that the federal government has no right to be in total control of our health care. We think it's a grave error. And we look at the Constitution, and we can't find anywhere in the Constitution where it says the federal government should make the final decisions and be in total control of our health care. So AMAC is very much against that.
But the thing is that the people we've been taken over by a subversive element that doesn't believe in our Constitution. These people should be tried and convicted because they have sworn to uphold our Constitution. They're not doing it. And thus the American people rise up. Why, freedom as we know it will soon become simply a remembrance of things past. Go right ahead, Daniel.
And the shame of it is, Dr. Stan, America has the greatest healthcare system in the world, and they are destroying it. And for what benefit? The only benefit is to have the government take over control.
You're right.
For example, the free enterprise system is the system that brought us penicillin. Scientists developed penicillin, but it was a small drug company operating out of a warehouse in Brooklyn, New York, called Merck, that found a way to mass produce and sell penicillin. That saved at least 200 million lives. And that's how free enterprise works. The drug company made money, but we saved 200 million lives, and we didn't have a government program to do it.
You're absolutely right. Free enterprise is what gives the incentive, the motivation to acquire wealth. motivates people to go ahead and come up with wonderful new ideas. I practiced medicine, as you know, for many years back in the
Yes.
And I started in 1960. We had a wonderful medical system up until 1965, 1966, when the government came in illegally and immorally with Medicare, and it's been downhill since then. Go right ahead.
Well, unfortunately, what you're saying is absolutely correct. They're driving small doctors out of their individual practices. They're controlling the compensation. And as a result, as you know, Dr. Stan, many people are leaving the medical field. You know, how many years did it take you before you could hang out your own shingle, so to speak? How many years of study?
Oh, well, you know, you got your 12 years of undergraduate, and you've got your 4 years of graduate, get your degree, and then another 4 years for medicine, another 4 years for my specialty. So that's a long time, but it was a wonderful, wonderful profession.
Dr. Stan, let me ask you a question. I don't think the public appreciates what a person goes through with their residency. For example, how many years did you work at that, and what was your typical week as far as hourly work week?
You just worked all the time. I mean, we were working probably at least an 80-hour week, if not more. And we had a year of internship and 4 years of residency. Medicine was a great and noble profession in those days. Today, it has simply become a business.
So what you're saying, and people don't appreciate that, almost all doctors who are of a mature age worked at least 80-hour weeks for 4 years.
Sure.
And not making a lot of money.
Very
and
nice.
The public... That's right, and the public doesn't understand that. And the government, instead of encouraging people to go through that kind of sacrifice 10, 12 years, is discouraging people by cutting pay. I went to my own doctor, and we changed medical plans because of Obamacare. And I said, well, my company, Blue Cross, at that time in New York, canceled the coverage because they couldn't earn enough profit selling small group cases. So they said we could only make money on large cases because the government actually restricted their profit. So I went to my doctor and I said, doctor, I have this new plan. It's Medicare Advantage. And he said, well, I don't accept that. And I said, why not? He said, they don't pay me enough money, unfortunately, so that I can afford my $90,000 a year medical malpractice policy. And he said, so I turned down those patients. And he said, because I can't make enough money. As you know, costs in New York are very high. So I said, doctor, no problem. I will pay you the difference. For example, if they'll reimburse you for $90 and you need $100, I'll pay the difference.
I think that's a very wise thing for you to have done. All right. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess you're welcome. We'll be back here in a moment. Happy American. Be the best.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. This Memorial Day, Mountain Plains Agency Nationwide Insurance in Fort Collins salutes our troops who are fighting to defend our country. We honor our warriors for their sacrifices and bravery. We also honor our veterans and those who have given their lives, America's true heroes. This tribute from Mountain Plains Agency Nationwide Insurance in Fort Collins. For a price quote or comparison, call 206-0800. Brian and the crew say, because of the brave, we are the land of the free.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Dan back here, I guess this morning, Daniel Weber, and he's talking about how are we going to deal with the problems we have facing medicine today. We've been taken over by a subversive group intent upon regulating and destroying the infrastructure of medicine and every other aspect of our society. Ladies and gentlemen, do you think we can continue spending $1 trillion a month, a year more than we're taking in? How long do you think this can keep going on? You're living in a make-believe world. You get involved or you're going to lose everything. Go right ahead, Daniel.
Thank you. Doc, I was telling the story about my medical insurance, which I lost because of Obamacare. I went to my doctor and I said the new plan, which didn't pay him enough, Medicare Advantage, he wouldn't take it. And I said, well, no problem. I'll pay the difference. And he said, told me, but you don't understand. And I said, no, I understand. I'll pay the difference out of my own pocket. He said, I can't take your money. I said, what do you mean you can't take my money? He said, it's illegal. I will be violating the law. I said, what are you talking about? He said, the law says that I cannot accept any money more than what Medicare Advantage law allows. And I said, well, that's ridiculous. And he said, well, blame Sebelius. Now, that's the kind of government control where the government takes the control away from the patient and doctor relationship that we don't need. And our association, AMAC, is fighting against that.
Well, I'm glad you are, because I think it's vitally important people understand that this system is designed to fail. And we didn't have a problem. Look, everybody knows that there's certain people that need help with medical care. And when I went into medicine, everybody got medical care. Nobody went without medical care. If you couldn't afford it, why, the local county took care of it in the city. And then when you died, you know, if you had the estate, that money from your house or whatever it was used to pay off your debt to the local community. But nobody went without medical care. Now, there are a lot of people going to be going without medical care. They know what they're doing. The thing is that according to our Constitution, it is not the function of the federal government to have anything to do with medicine. We have traitors and subversives at the highest levels of our government who are utilizing the system to destroy it from within. We are under attack. And I applaud Daniel and his organization fighting this system. What we need to do is get the federal government out of medicine and return it to state and primarily to local control so that we know that everybody will get health care and we would not have all the people on the streets today that you see. Go right ahead, Daniel. What are you doing to fight it?
Well, one of the things we're doing is we're having a health care symposium in Washington, D.C. on June 9th and 10th. We need people to register and attend. We have 10 of the best, most knowledgeable healthcare experts. They're from organizations like Heritage Foundation, American Institute. We have people from the Galen Institute, the Cato Institute, a bunch of think tanks where we get some brilliant people that have good ideas. One idea that AMAC has come up with is how we believe we can get free care provided for 16 million Americans. And here's how it would work. You mentioned that, let me ask you, early in your career, did you ever have patients that you treated and you were not paid?
Oh, sure, but I didn't worry about it.
Exactly. And you were able to afford that because you made it up with other patients. Your costs compared to today were relatively low. You didn't have a huge medical malpractice insurance policy. You didn't have to have the computers, the machines, you know, on and on and on that we, and the regulations and the forms where you had to hire extra people just to fill out paperwork. So what we're saying is, we polled a great number of doctors. An overwhelming majority of the doctors said they would treat patients for free, pro bono, and if they could get some kind of a tax deduction from the IRS. And they need the tax deduction to help pay for the medical malpractice and overhead. So we said, fine. Now, as you know, Doc, there's 800,000 licensed medical practitioners in America. If you ask each doctor to take 20 patients pro bono for the year, that 20 patients times 800,000 practitioners equals 16 million people getting free care. And we think the insurance companies can charge a small fee paid out of Medicaid, and they could administer the program without any overhead, without any real profit. But that's the kind of idea that AMAC is coming out with, and that's the kind of idea we're having at the AMAC Healthcare Symposium in Washington.
Sounds very logical. However,
and why doesn't
want to get the federal government out of everything, but okay, I have no objection to putting forward ideas. Go ahead.
Yeah, and when the other thing, one of the groups of doctors we spoke to said, you know, the only problem is I would be treating patients for free, and if I took on, let's say I took on 50 patients, one a week or whatever, he said I would be exposing myself to more medical malpractice. My rates could, you know, and I said, well, how about if we put in a Good Samaritan part of the bill where unless it was blatant or deliberate attempt on the part of the doctor to mistreat a patient, the doctor would be free of any lawsuit. So in other words, you get free medical care, but you can't sue the doctor.
Sure.
And everyone said, again, like you said, it makes sense. It's common sense. Why aren't we doing that? And that's because government bureaucrats have no motivation to do that.
Well, I think we have to really be realistic. They really want to destroy the system. They're not stupid. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, they want to replace it with a single payer controlled by the government. And as we know, it's never worked. And, you know, I just read a report the other day, Doctor, the cure rates for various types of cancer in America compared to Great Britain, Germany, and France. And our cure rates on breast cancer, prostate cancer, are 30 to 40% higher. And the main reason is because we do quicker treatments. The people don't have to wait 6-8 months to see a doctor or get a mammogram, things of that nature.
Well, we have the potential for these things that this is all about to change.
And as you know, the Independent Payment Review Board, what Sarah Palin called the death panel, which is composed of 15 non-medical people appointed by politicians, they will have the final say over the treatment that people get. And the problem with that is that board will have absolute control. In the law, it says, unless Congress passes a law that changes what they can do, they have the final authority. So they can take any action they want, including rationing. Now, the law says they're not supposed to ration. But what they do is they can come out with a point system, for example, which Dr. Berwick, who is one of the architects of Obamacare, if you go to his website, his institute favored point system. The older you are, the more points you get against you. If you are overweight, points against you. If you are on medication, points against you. And here's the thing that bothered me the most. If you've cost the medical system money, for example, myself, I've got an irregular heartbeat. I may need some work on my heart in the future. But because I've had knee replacements costing $30,000, I would be put second in line for heart treatment because they're basing it on what they call value-based medicine. It's right in the law, Obamacare. And what that means is if I've cost the system money, then I would get put behind the line. And someone who hasn't cost the system as much money will get put ahead of me. And that is totally ridiculous. They've taken the control from the doctor and patient to the federal government in Washington, D.C., and AMAC thinks that's a gross error.
And I certainly concur with you. It is a system of rationing, call it what you will. They want to kill off our population. They want to kill off the elderly. These are evil and wicked people, and nobody out there in this society is saying that. Where are you hearing this from your ministers? Why aren't they speaking out against this plan to kill off the elderly? And, of course, their silence, of course, is golden. Go right ahead, Ron. Share your concerns.
When President Obama, at a press conference, shortly after Obamacare, was asked about changing the system, he actually said, well, some people should just be given a pill. Because half of our medical costs are incurred in the last year of most people's life. So rather than continue to give them treatment, if it looks like it's terminal, according to our president, instead of treatment, we should give them a pill. Now, my question is, why didn't the media pick that up and say the president is saying we should terminate the sick? Because that's what taking a pain pill meant. And well, the media did not pick it. Can you imagine if a conservative or a Republican had said the same thing? The media would have literally crucified that person, but they gave Obama a free pass.
Well, I think people have to understand the media is rigidly controlled by six major corporations. Anybody wants to verify that? The book, The New Media Monopoly, written by a left-wing professor, Ben Bagdikian at the University of California in Berkeley, who spent 30 years researching the control of the media. The New Media Monopoly, written in 2004, he thinks, of course, that the right wing controls the media. People on the right think the left controls the media. They don't understand what really goes on and who really controls America. You can get that, The New Media Monopoly, by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get it. You need to copy it. You need to let everybody know the media is controlled. We've been taken over by a subversive element. Go right ahead, Daniel.
Well, it's disturbing. And every time I get worked up, I say, well, I gotta just get out of this. I'm getting annoyed. I'm getting upset. So I'm going to ask you a question. What did the baby computer say to the father computer?
What does the baby computer say to the father computer?
Data.
Right. Very good.
Whenever I get upset, I say, hey, I got to take a moment. I got to get a grip. As being a Christian, I say, you know, the control is in a higher authority than me. I can't let it get to me. I can't get frustrated. Say a prayer and then try to find some humor somewhere in all of this mess that the government is creating.
Well, I think that's a very, very good story. Go right ahead.
Okay. I know we're going to have a break in a minute, but before that, maybe I can start about another idea that AMAC has about reducing medical costs, and that's the drugstore clinics. We believe that drugstore clinics staffed by a practical licensed physician's assistant could help replace the shortage of doctors that we have. The last I read, we're 100,000 doctors short in the nation, and it's getting worse. So it's just, you know, how can that help? Well, I'll be happy to tell a detailed story about myself. It began, and again, if we get interrupted, I'll finish after the break. But it began when I had an earache on one Sunday afternoon, and my daughter called and said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm going to go to the emergency room. And she said, well, you don't have to go to the emergency room. You can go to the drugstore. I said, what are you talking about? And she said the local CVS, not in our town, but the next village, had a minute clinic, I think they call it, where they had a physician's assistant on duty. So I went in there because the emergency room, I would have been there hours and hours, and it would have cost a bit. So I went into the CVS drugstore. She checked out my ear, looked at it, said, oh, my gosh, you have a terrible infection. In
hold that thought. Finish. Hold that thought. We'll be
okay.
Back in a moment with Daniel Webb.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Jensen Arms says if you only have one life to live, why not get the most out of it? There's no need to make yourself sick, dependent, and useless. Yet so many do this to themselves each day by using drugs. Let's give life a chance. Drugs are never the answer. And this message is sponsored by Jensen Arms. They're working proudly with KHNC radio station to bring you this important message. That's Jensen Arms saying, keep your radio tuned right here. Delaney's Electric Incorporated in Ault salutes the men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our freedom. Let's remember them by continuing to donate blood for our returning injured military. Be a silent hero and give blood today. Could save the life of a soldier or someone in our community. This reminder is from Delaney's Electric Incorporated in Ault. For all your electrical work, call 834-1715. That's 834-1715. Proud to salute our troops.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world, from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
The Stan of the American Freedom Network. I guess the pony said your Weber. Before we go on, Daniel, I'd like to see you to tell our listeners, first of all, how they can get in touch with your organization, get your website, and support you if they would like to.
Thank you, Doc. AMAC is growing thanks to talk radio and patriotic Americans like Dr. Stan. We now have 1.2 million members, that's current members, and we're growing. Congress is listening to us, and the more members we have, the more clout we have. So we're asking people, it's $16 a year membership, covers both spouses for the same 16, and we're asking folks to check us out. Go to a website called AMAC, AMAC.us, and you can find all about us on that website, amac.us, or you can call 888-262-2006. And if you tell the folks you're interested, go ahead. Yes.
Give that number twice.
Okay, thank you.
Number twice.
And they can call for either a free sample magazine or a pamphlet to find out about AMAC, and it's 888-262-2006. And you can find out information about AMAC, or you can join right over the phone, and the more the merrier.
All right, fine. If you're out there listening, audience, you have a question or comment for our guest today, you can reach us here at 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a guest, a question or comment for our guest, go right ahead, Daniel.
And as I was telling the story before the break, I had an earache, and I went to a local CVS drugstore because it was a Sunday and my doctor's office was closed. And I was in and out of the office in the CVS drugstore, had a small office there. I was in and out in 20 minutes. As I was leaving, the nurse practitioner asked me the name of my doctor. She had my doctor's name located in her computer. She sent my doctor's office an email saying that she prescribed an antibiotic for my ear infection and that I should call my doctor and visit him within 10 days. And I was in and out in 20 minutes. It cost $60 for my insurance company versus over $300 in the emergency room. So that's the kind of idea that free enterprise has that can go a long way to solving our medical care problems without a huge government bureaucracy.
Well, I think that is an excellent, excellent solution, and I applaud it. And what we're going to have to do is try to work around what's going now until the whole system collapses, ladies and gentlemen. But it is going to collapse unless you get involved. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, Doctor, I guess the need for something like a drugstore clinic really hit home. Several years ago, one of my kids were on vacation in upstate New York, and my daughter cut her hand. So we went to the emergency room, and my wife took her in, and I had to go someplace. And I picked up my wife later, and my wife had tears in her eyes. And I asked her, I said, what happened? Is Rebecca okay? And she said, sure. You know, her hand is fine. I said, well, why are you upset? And she said, well, I'm very upset because a mother brought in a baby for an illness and the baby died. It was some type of infection, a bronchial infection. And she said the nurses were crying. And the head nurse said that if only the mother had brought in the child a day or so earlier, they could have saved the child. The mother didn't have health insurance, and under Obamacare, 18 million people still won't have health insurance. But if we could give people without insurance a card to go to a drugstore clinic for a $5 copay, if that mother had that, she could have gone to a drugstore clinic, a nurse practitioner would have seen the seriousness of the baby, rushed the baby to the hospital, the baby would not have died. So that's another reason why our symposium in Washington on June 9th and 10th, that's another reason we're proposing solutions such as a drugstore clinic to replace the 100,000 doctor shortage we're facing in America today.
And I think it's so vitally important, though, everything has to be stipulated, get it out from federal control. This has to be done at the state or a county level. It must be done at the state and county level because if the federal government regulates it, the federal government will destroy it. We have a caller. Who's calling in?
This is Ann, and I wanted to ask a question regarding Medicare, the accumulation of costs that you've acquired on Medicare. In case you're 65, you have to either pay a penalty and have no health care or go on Medicare, is my understanding. But whatever the, are you saying, you said something earlier about the If you've cost the government in your medical care treatments over whatever years it is, does that mean that they say you're, then they rate you? Is that how it works?
Well, it's not set up to work that way yet. As you know, the provisions of Obamacare are being put in one after another after another after another. So what's going to happen after the next election, Medicare Advantage plans are going to have an increase in premium. That's number one. And then the Independent Payment Review Board, which starts in 2015, they can pass rules and regulations. For example, they could say people under women under age 40 can't have a mammography. They can issue a rule like that. They can institute that point system that I was telling you that Dr. Berwick favors. They haven't done those things yet, but as Dr. Stan said, that's the other shoe we're waiting to drop. So if they're allowed to continue to keep Obamacare and to keep implementing it section by section by section, that, in my opinion, is the kind of thing we're going to be faced with. And it's another form of rationing. It's a great question to call in with.
Okay, so basically that they can take whatever the cost is that you've ever accrued on Medicare against you. It could happen that way.
It could, and not only that, according to the law, once the committee, this 15-person payment review committee, issues a rule, Congress cannot change it. That's in the law, and it's like one of the most ridiculous things I've ever read. I urge people to read the section of the law on the payment review board, and once you read it in plain English, to say, who would give 15 non-medical people that kind of authority? Where does the Constitution allow people in Washington to dictate to your doctor and to you whether you are entitled to treatment or not? But that's what we are facing. And Dr. Stan, thank you for having me on the show to tell people about that.
I have a friend who's on Medicare now, and she goes...
Hold that thought. And when we get back, if you have a question, our number is 877-254-7524. We'll be back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Well, Dr.
Dan back here. I'm Daniel Weber. And we have caller on the line. And go ahead with the rest of the questions.
Okay. 20 to 25% of private business is destroyed by Obamacare or government-controlled health care. And Trevor Loudon, New Zealander, has reported that in New Zealand, who's had medical, you know, this government-controlled health care since the 80s, says you get have to go to your main physician to get on a waiting list, a six-month waiting list, if you have anything of any, I guess, to be seen by the doctor for anything. And so if you aren't called within that 6 months, which is very likely that you won't be called, you get on the, you have to go back to the same physician and then get on the next 6 months waiting list so that you are on a waiting list for years to be seen for very important conditions. And, you know, in addition to destroying, you know, the private sector in our country, 20 to 25%, this is not about health care. This is about destroying our economy and having government control.
You're absolutely right. We are under attack today from the subversive element that controls both political parties and makes mockery of our electoral system. Thank
well, the
so
Democrats, the Democrats, Trevor Loudon points out that it's 100% the Communist Party that they're associated with. So
right.
It's not the same as the Republican Party. And there are a lot of good Republicans we need to support instead of just chastise, because we can hold their feet to the fire as well as support the ones that really work hard.
Amen.
So, you know, it's not the same. Okay? Thanks a lot.
God bless. Okay, go right ahead, Daniel.
Well, I think the caller brought up something excellent. Here you have a gentleman, Trevor Loudon, from another country, and he admires the American system, and he feels very badly that America is deteriorating right before his eyes. So the only thing, you know, we can do is we have to continue to pray for our nation, and thank goodness that the Supreme Court finally woke up and realized that prayer is guaranteed by the Constitution. Were you surprised by their ruling that says that people can say a prayer before a town meeting?
Yes, I was. But you see, basically, what has happened, we've turned our back on the Constitution. That is whatever people's opinion is today. And basically, Medicare, pardon me, this new government health care system, is totally unconstitutional, because Justice Roberts, they have something on Roberts, and they twisted his arm, and he voted against the Constitution. What we need to get is people who believe in the Constitution, who believe in America, and impeach the people on the Supreme Court. I was very pleased with that 5-4 vote.
Yeah, I was amazed, to tell you the truth. A number of years ago, we went to our high school graduation for one of our kids, and we had had two kids or three already graduate, and now the next one was graduating. And I noticed they didn't have either the local minister, priest, or rabbi say a prayer. So I said, you know, I thought it was Father Sullivan's turn to say a prayer this year. And he said, this official for the school district said, we're not allowed to do that anymore. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, well, a resident brought a complaint saying there's separation of church and state. We can't have a prayer at a graduation. I said, you mean we can't have a blessing for our students going out into the world? He said, that's right. This is public property. And as you said, Dr. Stan, what a blatant misrepresentation of the Constitution that is. Because anyone who's read the Constitution knows nowhere in it will you find those words, separation of church and state. That's not in the Constitution. On the other hand, the Constitution specifies that the government can't restrict our free practice of religion. So as you continue to say, Dr. Stan, and God bless you, keep talking for another 20 years, remind people, read the Constitution. And don't misuse the words to suit your own terrible thoughts, because that's what they've been doing to us.
You're absolutely right. And it's time we took America back But are there enough Americans who care? Are there enough Americans with integrity? Are there enough Americans who love freedom? Because if you don't, and you don't take a stand now, ladies and gentlemen, and join us in this epic struggle, then freedom, as we've known, will soon become simply a remembrance of things past.
Well, I'll tell you, Doctor, I am encouraged by the American people. When we started AMAC 6-7 years ago, we had, after the first year, we had 5,000 members, and truthfully, most of those were free membership. Now we have 1.2 million AMAC members. And I'll give you another example. When we went to Congress about 4 or 5 years ago, we called on some congressional and senatorial offices, and they were polite. They gave us 5-10 minutes with one of the lower-ranking aides, and we said, have you heard of AMAC? No. And we said, well, we have 40 or 50,000 members. Oh, okay. And they dismissed us. And then a year or two later, we went back, and we had 250,000 members. Well, a few weeks ago, I was in Washington, and not only did we get to see the top aides, but coincidentally, some of the congressmen and senators stuck their head in just to say hello to AMAC. And now we're getting that clout. People in Washington are talking about us. We've been asked to co-sponsor bills, you know, some bills to eliminate sections of Obamacare, other bills that just make sense to help protect seniors. And we've written letters of support. And we have a grassroots effort. AMAC has over 200 delegates in each congressional district. We have one or two delegates that are responsible for talking to the congressman in their local office. And on Saturday, we visited Congressman Franks in Arizona, and he was kind enough to welcome AMAC members into a AMAC-only town hall. We had 108 people, AMAC members, in this one congressional office in Arizona, telling the congressman politely but firmly where we wanted him to vote. And in it, that particular case, he was very, very supportive. But it's amazing, Dr. Stan, when these congressmen realize that AMAC has hundreds of members in their districts, all of a sudden, they have a nice attitude towards us.
Well, I think it's encouraging. I appreciate everything you do, Daniel, and maybe Radio Liberty and your organization can work closely together, because we have a common goal of protection. Can we do 5 hours of talk radio?
Should a natural man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Hey.
understand we are unsympathetic. The diverse development is between both political parties. Yes, we have a lot of wonderful people in the Republican Party, and we have some good people in the Democratic Party. But the leadership has been taken over by a subversive element whose loyalty is this dream of a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and a one-world religion, which is why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. And yes, we do have this recent Supreme Court decision, which is encouraging, but you must understand the subversive element is still there. And if you're not involved, you're part of the problem. Well, as you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio, 5 hours a day. And we need your help financially to maintain our network of stations. And if you're in a position to help us financially, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, we have to finance a number of different networks. And, of course, it's an expensive proposition. So we have to maintain this on satellite and shortwave. So if you could join us, we would be deeply appreciated. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Join the Radio Liberty family. Make a donation. Buy our book. If you get our save our tapes or CD sets, please copy them and distribute them. Talk to others. Encourage them to listen. And, of course, they can listen to us either on this program or they can go to our website, radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, where they can watch many of our DVDs, where they can listen to our radio programs live 4 hours a day, delayed 24 hours a day, read our newsletters, and read all of the other material that's up there. We have a special section now on news around the net, and we try to post something there every day, several times a day. The important thing is sometimes they'll have a smile, and sometimes they're a well-being frightening, but it's information you need to know, and then you need to help us get it out. And if you're not involved in this battle, you're part of the problem. Freedom is lost when good people are doing nothing. What are you doing? The battle is not in Ukraine. The battle is not in Hamas. The battle is not certainly with Iran. We finance all these governments. Who do you think brought the Iranian government to power back in 1979? We did. Who do you think financed the onset of communism? We did. We financed communism since its inception. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, it will give you all the references to show you how we financed communism and Nazism and this Islamic terrorist movement, the finest enemies money can buy. So basically, again, our website, radioliberty.com. Get on my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. You want to get them in bulk, we'll send them to you as economically as we can afford to. Brotherhood of Darkness. My number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then please go to our website, radioliberty.com. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders. We ask you to pray for our ministers. Pray for Radio Liberty activists. And so until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.